Hello, women of power and spirit. This month we are exploring the concept of leaving the past behind. And today in particular, I want to explore some of the teachings from Mary Magdalene, taken from my book, The Sacred Feminine Awakening, Wisdom from Mary Magdalene on Healing the Self. She had some beautiful insights about what it takes for us to truly leave the past behind through forgiveness. In my own experience and in my work helping others, I've discovered that regrets and resentments are the feelings we carry forward from our past that can bind up our energy and make it difficult. Really difficult, if not impossible, to heal. When we can discover the true energy of forgiveness, we unlock the wealth of our healing energy and make it available for our bodies, minds, and spirits to truly heal. As I share this segment of my book with you from Mary Magdalene's thoughts about forgiveness, I want us to keep in mind that forgiveness works best when it is more than a mental exercise. It's really not enough to simply say, "I forgive you," and think it's done, or write something on a piece of paper and burn it in a sacred fire and say it is done. There is a cathartic release that needs to occur. We can experience that in holding when we take a regret or we take a resentment that we have and we hold it in profound compassion. There is a moment when our feelings have gone deeply enough that we actually let go of the regret. We let go of the resentment. We might do that all at once, or we might do it over time, releasing a little bit, as we feel our hearts let go of the pain that we have carried. And in the forgiveness, we are giving ourselves freedom from the traumas of the past. Here's what Mary Magdalene has to say about it. Forgiveness is the natural outcome of an epiphany of both mind and heart. Here are the four steps of forgiveness that are required. Forgive yourself for the choices you have made that have harmed you. Forgive others that have harmed you. Forgive yourself for harming others. Forgive yourself for any pleasure you derived in the harming of yourself or another. When you forgive, you forgive yourself for your fears that kept you from feeling and acting in divine love. You forgive yourself for the ways you cut yourself off from love and the ways in which you did not accept yourself fully. To forgive, open your heart to love. Whether earthly or divine, your heart must be open for true forgiveness to take place. Where there is love, God is present. So do not be concerned about whether or not you immediately feel godly love. Earthly love will take you to divine love. Only when your heart is filled with love can you recognize the frailty of human existence and truly forgive yourself and others for these natural weaknesses. We may strive to live in godly awareness at all times, but our human nature often prevails, and therefore, in healing, we are called to be as gentle and loving with ourselves and each other as God is with us. To see in another that any choice a person has made, given the same set of circumstances, is a choice you could have made, gives cause for compassion. When you acknowledge that you have harmed others in much the same way that others have harmed you, your only freedom is through compassion. Perhaps the most difficult aspect of forgiveness is the recognition that harming oneself or another can actually feel good. This can be difficult to understand when you are in great pain. In some way, the pain serves you. It can be as simple as a reminder to be more careful or to be aware of what your body will or will not accept. Such knowledge is a blessing and makes you wiser. Wisdom can be pleasurable. Extreme physical pain has been known to take a person into states of bliss and connection with divine awareness. Inflicting pain upon yourself can be a way in which you are attempting to ultimately create a better life and greater connection to God. It is necessary to forgive yourself for choosing such a painful path to experience divine grace and pleasure. Harming another is often accompanied by a state of righteousness that is pleasurable. There is a kind of pleasure that is derived from exercising power over another that is seductive. It is this kind of pleasure that needs to be forgiven. Some choices have an addictive quality. You feel compelled to repeat the action even though you know it is harmful to yourself or another. When this happens, you are substituting something else for God's love. What you are substituting brings you temporary pleasure, and so you need to forgive yourself for choosing the lesser pleasure over the greater blessing and pleasure of God's love. Forgiveness, at its essence, is compassion for human frailty. It is the willingness to love yourself and others as the divine loves you, and to discover the depth and limitless nature of that love. When you heal, begin by opening to love and then forgive in these four ways so that you become a pure vessel for God's healing grace. When you feel yourself release from the constraints around your mind and heart through this practice of forgiveness, you are ready to be restored in body, mind, heart, and spirit. As a reminder, I want to give you the four steps of forgiveness once again. 1. Forgive yourself for the choices you have made that have harmed you. 2. Forgive others that have harmed you. 3. Forgive yourself for harming others. And 4. Forgive yourself for any pleasure you derived in the harming of yourself or another. And it has been my experience that it's good to practice forgiveness in this order because they're moving from difficult to harder. And you're building your forgiveness muscles to be able to fully and completely forgive you and those beings around you that have been a part of this sacred journey of returning to God's love. In the holding meditation, I invite you to bring with you something you have done in which you have made a choice that has harmed you, and we will hold that and bring it into compassionate love. I'll see you there.